This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everybody. So we'll call this meeting to order. It looks like a light agenda, but really there are two things that are very meaty on there. So we have lots to go over. But thank you all for coming today on this cold, cold day. Are there any other late additions to the agenda?
I always forget to ask that. I have a request as a form of point of operational procedure. If you could take attendance, so vocally we know on the
who
is in attendance for our minutes.
Sure.
And just want to do that. In some of the assemblies, the clerk reads out the names so people can hear, but however you want to do it.
Do you want to just do that? Anybody else? Thank you very much.
Maddie Ann. Nancy Belt. Shelly Powell.
She's virtual, yeah.
She's in a box.
Phil Edson. Penny Given. Tanya Grove.
Tanya's will be coming in shortly.
Okay. Hazel Hall. Billy Tuffner.
Here.
Anna Cahoot. Jeremy Cruiser.
Sorry.
Eric Lee.
Here.
Linda Majani. Brandy Nicholson.
Here.
Elizabeth O'Dell Wooden. Michael Sosa. DJ.
Hello.
Michelle. David's son. No. And Paula.
Here.
Cool, thank you. All right, so next item here is approval of the minutes. Has everyone gotten a chance to review last week's minutes? Or last meeting's minutes? Any corrections to the minutes at all?
The Powell for under assignments for EA member conversations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you notice that? It's the correction on the name.
Oh, okay.
All right. With that correction, are there any other corrections from this? All right. Are there enough? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. And I don't count as voting number for these, do I? Mm-hmm. We don't have enough to approve the minutes right now? I don't think.
Don't have quorum.
So... All right, well, we'll table that for when Tanya arrives. All right, so moving on to business of the day. The first thing we have is the finance chair and reviewing our budget. So I'll turn it over to Pilar.
So Gina and her office were kind enough to send the budget over. We are normally underspending in some of our budget allocated funds. For like the executive meetings, we normally don't spend or purchase anything. And then with others, we tend to catch up later on. So elections, obviously, we haven't spent. Where we do spend regularly and easily and happily is with our food. One of the changes, as you all noticed, is we're doing an internal vendor. So we're the money we are spending, which is a lot of our budget, we're looking at around average of about maybe $4,000, give or take. But that stays within Cornell. We're using it at Cornell, so we're not necessarily too worried. We're not looking at changing anything. We're just going to keep it in track yet and have a look. And then later on, once we start using funds for the staff recognition, we'll start seeing a little bit more consumable spending as far as outside of the regular food. Other than that, realistically, we could be spending more in elections and we could be spending more in some more meetings when and if we do have any. Communications as well. We'd like to keep that and being used more often. But right now, really, there's nothing odd that we need to highlight or take a look at. Questions on the budget?
For those folks that are new from last year, again, we were using outside vendors for food, and we figured we're a Cornell organization. Why don't we support Cornell Dining and those other things as well, too? So, Gina, if you want to mention anything about communications.
In addition to sort of keeping it as an internal to Cornell community vendor, it was an intentional initiative to make it compostable and sustainable. So, that was intentional. We're seeing the results of that. The vendor that we're using now is Mandible. Even though they're not a Cornell vendor, they are a Cornell affiliated vendor. Some of the staff there, they're not. So they're part of the community. We're finding David is managing quantities now so that we're not paying for food that just we take back to the office time and time again. I really think that it's we've crested the wave on this, and the results will pay off both financially, but also with the community partnership, and then also with the sustainability initiative. So from an office perspective, we're very pleased with our partner, and we'll report back as you know on a monthly basis. Certainly, and then over the summer, we'll generate a report that will sort of quantify and monetize whatever we've seen over time. Communications-wise, I think I'm looking forward to working with Billy on a plan that for the election cycle, but really being very intentional too about, there was a question on Yammer today about whether that infographic will be used broadly, whether in print or posters or around campus. And it was a question that I think it's convening the communications committee to really be aggressive and, and to have budget, but really find out how people consume information on campus. The staff community is broad, as we've discussed, so it's not, we've been sending emails and Facebook posts, but are there places to put out posters that would be more useful? The monitors for CU View, is that also a place? We can view all of that with very low cost. And that's what I think to Billy and partnering there to make sure that we've got something really articulated very soon so that it can roll out, I would say, by the middle of this month.
Great.
Not to put
Billy.
Speak
for
the sheriff.
I think she was left to add.
No. She is exactly correct. By March 16th, we'll have something rolled out.
Good.
Okay. Because I'm gone from March 16th to 23rd.
So. I know.
The last EA update did look great.
One of the other things we're thinking about with that conversation was that there are lots of opportunities. You were talking about the difference between the digital and the print media. Mm. There are a lot of opportunities where there are staff gatherings across campus where it would really behoove us to put something there, just present, keeping ourselves in the minds of staff on campus. One of the things that I was suggesting in particular is just a reminder of that we're here and that these are open meetings. Inviting people to make contact and become involved.
Cool. Other thoughts? Great. Thanks for that finance update. Like I said, we try and keep a close tabs on that as well, too. So thanks again to the office for helping us with managing our budget.
And that's going to take into account the increased membership should our numbers fall.
So, yes. I don't know if you want to comment further on that too, but I think that's part of what we did last semester and kind of planning ahead.
Part of the 2 years ago, so from a budgetary perspective, the pie that I managed from the Office of the Assembly was the budgets for the EA who aren't funded by student activity. Because the EA was going through a restructuring self-evaluation, we added extra budget to the EA for the purposes of communication. We're working on some communication plans now. My thinking, anyway, has been that at some point we won't need to put that money into those sorts of initiatives as the body grows. There'll be more. Awareness will be moving all on its own without the sort of the pumped up infusion of resources at some point. And until then, and we don't know quite what the election is going to yield in terms of the full body, but the food costs going from 19 to 29 mm-hmm. won't necessarily double. They'll just, that's a manageable expense for us. But again, I feel like there's enough cushion in the budget. I'll work with whoever the next financial chair is to make sure that we allocate the lines accordingly. But I don't see it as being necessarily
it always seems like there's plenty extra, but like t-shirts for members, tags,
buttons.
Well, and those are conversations to have. If you want t-shirts, that's an expense that, as I'm looking at the budget now, that hasn't been allocated.
No.
I think it's a neat idea. And certainly, we talked about it for different events. Name tags are, again, going back to a legacy of relationship with Adminder, cost us relatively nominal amount when we do those. And those have great payoff because of mm-hmm. the visibility that folks identify you all as being assembly members. But those are great conversations. And I think the outreach initiatives, whether they're t-shirts or new banners or placards or whatever they might be, it's all a matter of how you want to allocate those funds.
Mm-hmm.
And then petition for you know, there's always, you can always ask. I'm not sure that there's much in the well right now to draw from.
And then we had been doing a yearly retreat, too, and I'm sure there was cost associated with that.
Mostly food. I think we didn't have to pay for the space.
Yeah, we've been looking for spaces that were donated.
Okay.
I would say, though, taking off of Gene's point, I mean, last year we planned for an expansion, and so where those specific things fall, I don't want us to get caught in what we can't do, because I think obviously there's limitations on what we can do, but I want us to break out of that mold and think, as we reimagine this, what do we want to see, and then think about how we can make that happen based on our resources versus the other way around. I think we've been caught in what are our resources and how can we work within that, and I think looking through the budget lines with Pilar, there's a lot of things that there's money allocated for, and we haven't spent anything. So it's like that means clearly that we need to rethink about how we spend certain things. So I would look at it through the lens of what do we want to do and what should we be doing, and then how can we make that happen within the constraints of our budget, rather than being constrained by budget first and then just kind of being stuck again where we are. So the more we can do that, I think the more we can actually use the funds that were being allocated versus feeling like we can't do certain things because there's not enough funding for it.
Well, we used to build the system.
Yeah. So yeah, folks from the Northeast Quarter Office for Alumni Affairs just actually contacted me after the alumni or the EA update, and were asking about how the regional offices were all represented. And I think that's something we're trying to figure out right now. And so the fact that we sent out this EA update, regional office is then connected with us, I think that means that what we're doing is working. So we don't necessarily have a regional office position put into our new structure right now, but I think as we move forward, we take things one step at a time. So
there was that my colleague too, the remote staff that we're looking to as a way to part of
Any other questions about the budget? And I'd like us to move into the stakeholder meeting progress and just talk about how we can do that. Okay. So this is less of a like reporting out kind of thing, and I want us to talk about what progress we've made in terms of connecting with some of the stakeholders that we outlined on that EA document, and then thinking in the month or so that we have left, how can we just kind of move the ball forward with that. So I want to put out there, it's okay if we haven't, well, it's not okay, but it's okay to be honest if we have not contacted our folks, because I also have not contacted the folks I'm looking for. So has anyone contacted folks that just hasn't been updated in our document?
I didn't know where to update it in the document, but I have a meeting with David Howe next Wednesday at 10, and Lisa Rose's meeting for IRLO is at 9 a.m. Friday.
Okay. Shoot, let me pull this up there.
Because it's up in the box, employee assembly restructuring items.
Those just got finalized.
Okay, perfectly. And he can, BJ can go ahead and pull it up so we can see.
And we turned up the volume. I don't know if you noticed.
David, how is next Wednesday, which I believe is the 9th at 10 a.m.?
And what organization is David Howe?
Peach Veterinary College.
Cool. Right, this will slowly warm up. But David Howe is in here. Your next one.
And then Nancy Bell has set up a meeting with Lisa Rose.
And she is with ILR?
Yeah.
And that date is?
This Friday at 9 a.m.
I'm hoping to talk to Marge tomorrow.
Billy,
that's in Cattle, right? Yes. And I believe that's the only one I'm signed up for.
BJ, can you go ahead and change? Because I did meet with Lori Taylor, but we talked about it, and it felt she felt it was better. I spoke with Brendan O'Brien, which is her boss, the name.
Wait,
international, sorry.
Can I close these a little?
So I did meet with her, and you know we sort of talked about it. But she felt Brendan O'Brien would be the better one to face this. So I'm shifting, trying to grab him. I'm blind to the dot. I can't. Yeah, that looks.
Who's fancy?
There we go. Slowly.
Laura, when did you first meet with
them? I met with Laura last week, at the beginning of last week. I meet with them. I have to meet with them on a regular basis, so I brought it up and added it to my agenda. Yeah.
Any positive comments?
It was positive. I mean, her input was the fact that because Brendan has a higher position and communicates in a wider capacity with the university, both even with student services, recreation, with everything, she felt he would possibly be and have more of an input on it. So on that, she just looked at me and said, yeah, Brendan's going.
Okay. I'm not hearing
anything.
Good. Mm-hmm. Things, so we haven't heard anything. We were interested in having a Wednesday conversation with Mark. My calendar seems pretty clear for tomorrow.
If I set up a meeting with her, I'm accosting her at another meeting. I'm at.
Oh, okay.
Because she has been hard to get in touch with. Yeah.
So I'm not hearing anything negative. I feel like this is a good sign. I'm kind of moving forward in that sense. These are all in the box that's in the restructuring folder right there. So again, with your meeting, so those of you that haven't had them yet, really it's introducing yourself. Again, we're trying to do that story-oriented thing, sharing why you're doing EA, examples of how we serve the staff community, why we're reviewing our infrastructure, and then it's just the feedback portion. So hearing what you said, Linda and Aaron, it'd be helpful to talk a little bit more about what we currently do. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll add these points here. What are some of the things that you all as CA members think
we do? You might want to add the George Peter Award and the other awards that may be a good avenue for getting out prospective candidates.
We actually covered the awards with Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
But she, like I said, she's finance based, so she her interest was more. She asked us about our views on the divestment that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she, her comment was she didn't hear anything from CS.
She's waiting.
Other thoughts on things that we'd like to see added from what the EA has done either this year or last week? Add some more.
Card
sense of
that.
We want to tell them how we can help them, too.
A communications vehicle.
Yes.
So it wasn't that recent, but we were the outreach group for the employee survey, and we will be again in the short order when that comes out.
right around the corner.
So again, getting that ground level support piece for staff members too. Cool. Other things that we'd like to add to this?
All the resolutions that we're working on, that we're talking about.
So let's shift gears then and talk about meeting. We have feedback points and whatnot. I'll have a conversation about how we can meet up with these last few things here too. Looking at our timeline, do we think we can finish all these meetings in the next week, 2 weeks? I'm going to say a week. Seeing some yay, some nay.
It was hard enough getting Joanne.
Really?
Yeah. That was when we had 9 days off. She was down two.
Yeah.
And they were very tight. And the other two didn't respond until much, much later. Mm-hmm. I know they saw it.
Yeah.
Somebody saw it. They didn't reply. Yeah. It took a couple of prods to get them that far. And then when they finally got to it, so we're going to try again next week.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to put that way.
I think the deadline, you know, we say have every member reach out by that time. But as far as making sure we have the meetings, we have no control over that.
Okay.
Yeah, over their schedule, we have
everything.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe the office manager down, you know, we're looking to do this by end of March or whatever. You know, so we talk, manage them out. Like, can they get something different? But for us, if do a reach within a week, make sure everybody has got in touch.
Seeing that,
do you
know?
Yeah.
I have a thought and an offer. One is, I think that the aggressive timeline doesn't allow for a week or much more than a week. If the difficulty isn't your time but getting the person's time, if we can work together, I can be in touch. A lot of these folks have administrative assistants who manage their calendars. And I don't know if it would make a difference, but perhaps going through the Office of the Assembly, asking for that meeting, if that would help, I'm happy to do that. But if it's not, if you're not getting onto the calendars of people that we need to reach, let's see if maybe there's somebody else that we can. That would be my suggestion, because in order for this to progress, this needs to be wrapped up very soon so that the whole campaign can start. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And however we can help with that.
It does, and you know, honestly, it might just be that those people that are just too busy to meet, they're going to read their email, explain it in email form, link to the last two videos that show that we have support from the acting president and the provost, and President Garrett is very willing to do a video. She's just unavailable for obvious reasons, but when I called her office to see if she would do it, she said, let's set a date. And so I think that as long as we can reiterate that and know that there is support from this at the highest levels from the VP and the president and the provost, you know, they should read their email.
Yeah. Okay, so how about this as a thing moving forward, just because I think we need to set a quick date just so we can at least measure how far along the way. So if today is Wednesday, if by Friday we can at least contact folks with dates, and then CCC, is it just like CCing your office is okay?
Sure.
Let's do that. So CC Office of Assembly. So let's at least just send out the contact email by Friday, and then CC the Office of Assembly so we know what's going on, and then at least at that point, if we don't hear back from them, the contact has been made, and at least we've done our part to reach out to these stakeholders. So let's have that done by Friday.
If I may push what Billy just said, maybe in the meantime, we can work together and package an email that has links to the videos, that has other testimonials, you know, sort of getting there so that there's a buy-in that they can acknowledge they received. That's, again, sticking to your message.
Sure.
We'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Does that sound good to everyone?
Yeah.
So there's no glaring, like, the world must explode on Thursday, so we can't do that on Friday. Okay.
Well, who's to say?
We're hoping not.
Okay, so let's do that. So our to-do from leaving this meeting, at least one of them, is by Friday, contact the folks you've been assigned. Again, it's all in box in this document. It's called structure notes. So we're all just keeping it in that same one. The column is whatever it is, G. So we're setting up that stuff in there. So at least we can look at that centrally. All right. Any other questions about stakeholder meetings? So you can start to think about
it. No.
All right. Like I said, I think the impression is that people are relatively favorable to this. It's just a matter of getting in front of folks now and taking that next step in there, too. All right. So the last thing I had then was talking points for our
board
of trustees social.
Did everyone get back to you as far as their RSVP to the meeting?
Yeah. So
the date, I mean.
Response rate on people coming back to that. So again, I'm trying to meet with Alan as well. So
oh, wow.
Typing and talking at the same time.
Holy gosh.
Thank you.
So there are four people that are unable to make that date and time. So I think with 14 folks there.
14 better than last year.
14 is better than last year. So I think we'll keep proceeding.
Do we know where we're at yet?
I haven't heard anything. I'm assuming, unless have you heard anything?
I think it's going to be in the row room.
The row room.
Again.
So
okay.
It's only been in the row room. That's mm-hmm. over at the Statler. So it's right in the Taverna Bay, so right in the back there. So the format for those that haven't been there before, it's typically just a social event.
Mm-hmm.
And like a little reception, the executive committee of the board of trustees was there. It's really just to get to know them and kind of talk about what we'd like to see. But again, this year, I think really hammering home our talking points is for us to be able to stay on message. So talking about, again, why we joined the EA and some things that we think the EA can benefit. And I'm trying to work with Alan now. We're trying to find time to meet. But he suggested maybe the format of how the president's address was, or something, not like a forum in that sense, but really working with the trustees or executive committee to pass that message along, to bring up some of the questions that we've seen from our president's address, and again, show how we can be that front line in addition to the administrators that the trustees work with on representing the staff concerns. I think the biggest thing that I'd like to get across to the trustees is we're a constituency that exists on campus that hasn't necessarily been active, but in the midst of what's happening now at Cornell, we are greatly affected by a lot of changes that are happening. We don't necessarily have as loud of a voice as some of the other groups do. That's me personally, me wearing the chair of the EA. But to get that same point across to other folks, again, sharing the story, when you think of the Board of Trustees as an organization, I guess I'll start there, is what do you think you would like them to do to EAS?
an important part of the university.
I think this will be similar to the structure, but it's a little different from what you have in my eyes. So.
I mean, I won't be there, so I...
But we can share your thoughts. Share
my vision. There you go. I'll send you out my vision document.
Can
you
can
share.
Video
walk around.
I'll be drunk.
Oh, the thing that drives around with the screen of
going. Can you delete that?
And Allie, what's your delete again?
I'm sorry.
An important
part of the university. Thank you.
I think, again, a resource to them. Information resource.
A bridge.
I certainly want to defer to assembly members, but I was just doing a report, an institutional report on shared governance, and it was reviewed by a faculty member that I didn't realize was going to happen, and their review came back to me for approval. And part of that faculty member's review was this sort of writ large misunderstanding of shared governance at Cornell that was essentially the community elected trustees and the UA were the only legit shared governance bodies at Cornell, and all the others were really just sort of glorified clubs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just thought that was certainly incorrect, and I was not insulted, but it was just amazing to me that that's the perception, even by folks who are somewhat involved, whether it's the Faculty Senate or different arms of campus governance. Mm-hmm. And so I corrected all of the structural misperceptions and made the corrections, but it came to mind, and this was just last week, the need that we have to assert not just legitimacy, but what actual authorities do each of the assemblies have. And I think, I just said it, each assembly has an authority very different from one another.
Yeah.
There is, and the UA is just an assembly. It has its own authority different from all of the others. Faculty Senate as well. But it goes back to sort of where we started 2 years ago with what is the fundamental charge to the employee assembly, and dusting that off and really asserting it, that it's all of the things that you just described, but it has a delegated authority from the Board of Trustees themselves. This is an opportunity to report back to them on how you're doing with that charge. Mm. I'm not quite sure what that charge is, but you should talk about that, because I think that's connecting back to them. Mm. Rather than in a very vague, even just the idea of what this social event is, what's the objective, was hard to come at. I went back to the office of the Board of Trustees themselves and said, what do you want out of this? So that all of the other assemblies could sort of, make sure that they're meeting that objective or take that into mind. And it's unclear. So I'm of the mindset, and I encourage you all too, if you don't know, well, here's what we want, and here's what we want you to know, and here's, with the charge you've given us, what we've done with it. And create a really, really dynamic partnership or relationship that is a lot more strong than vague. And I apologize for the impassion. It's just, this is so recent, and I was blown away by this response and this from the faculty member. So, any thoughts or anything else?
I appreciate what you said, because that's what I know we're looking at the college viewers, but I feel that the existential piece of do you even see us? I feel like, I don't know what was happening with the president coming last, but with the new president, it's almost like nobody checked in with us today. It's always the students of the faculty and never the the staff assembly. So there's that piece of, this is what the charge was, but at the time you charged us that I even listening to what we're saying, do you see us in the room?
So I would go off of that, and I think we need to stop asking for permission to do some of the things that we can do, and I think we continuously defer to what should we be doing versus what do we want to be doing. And that, I think, it's harder for staff members because our relationship to the university is very different than a student or a faculty member's relationship to the university. But I still think this body was created in order for staff members to be able to exercise that voice. And so that's what I think, that's my view for how this should be. Because I'll concur with Gina. I think it's been this back and forth of, well, what do you want to see out of this? What do you want to see out of this? And I think for me, it's, oh, you're the trustee, like, what should I do to report to you? And I think that's just been an ingrained train of thought for us. And I think if they're asking us this question of what do you want to see out of this event, this is what we want. Like, we as a body would like to better represent staff members and have our concerns found on a more grassroots level sometimes. And again, I think it's keeping in mind, too, I always want to put that caveat that I don't necessarily think some of our cohort members or our colleagues in HR are necessarily failing us. I don't think that's the notion that we want to put out. But it's always, how do we work together so we can do some of the things that HR maybe can't do and HR can do some of the things that we can't do? How do we serve as partners together to make all staff members have a better experience at Cornell? So I think that to me is what I would like to see come out of this. But again, since I said from the beginning, I don't want to be the only voice saying this. I think it has to come as an EA as a whole. So it has to be 14 members coming in with this same idea versus just me coming in with, you know, this is what I want to do. And it's only me thinking that I think, you know, staff members need more wellness time or BJ thinks that X, Y, and Z happens. No, it's the EA feels that this is what has to happen.
I've had no problem being the conscience reminder in the past about reminding them that this university is a land-grant university and to keep paying attention to Geneva because it's an important resource. And also they have give back that they have to give back to the community and New York State, you know, on certain levels. And just being they're conscious that their decisions, in, you know, affect employees. Without employees, you aren't going to have a university.
Sure.
Good luck at it. Try. Just a nice reminder that from, you know, their parking place being plowed out to the walkway being safe for them to walk up to all the help at the Statler to setting up the AV equipment and so on. There's all people working behind the scenes. We have personal issues up at the veterinary college. They're increasing its class size very large, and I'm not always seeing an increase in staff.
Yep.
Before that, it's just as a reactionary thing, and that doesn't always make for the best situation for the students.
So I actually want to pull up what you last said there as well, too. I think tying it back into the students is an important thing. While I think we should be advocating for ourselves as staff members, our last meeting with the Board of Trustees, it always came back to students. The trustees were like, well, how do you interact with students?
Yeah.
How do you with students? And it was just like everything else was kind of a wash. So the more we can tie what we do, I think, to students. They'll at least receive that part better and understand better, like, what we do impacts the student community.
And also to that point, though, a lot of staff doesn't interact with students. And, you know, I do realize that, you know, our Board of Trustees have chosen to be trustees because, A, they were likely students here, and they have that affinity. But it's also a university. It's more than just students. There's people that are actually doing real work here that needs to get done. And so I think it's good to point that out, but I think in the same breath we have to remind them, but, you know, staff is an integral part to having this university. If there wasn't staff, the sidewalk wouldn't be shoveled. If there wasn't staff, you know, you wouldn't be able to get that cup of coffee today. And I think that's very important to remember.
Our research professors would not get their grant.
Yeah.
The big one.
I'm certainly one of those that I don't have grant rates.
Yeah.
Just doing it all. So I guess let's bridge off of that, because I think it's two parts, right? So I agree with Billy that we shouldn't just completely everything to students. But for those of you that don't work directly with students on a day-to-day basis, what do you want the trustees to know about what you do?
It's still supporting the overall goal of the university, which is research and education, which I think sometimes the research part of that gets dropped because there are also professors who don't deal with students, purely research scientists. So I think that the bottom line is that every one of us, our day-to-day job, the end result is to support the mission of the university, which, whether it be shoveling the sidewalks so the students can get to their classes, so the professors can get to their lab, or making sure that there's food available or their computers are running, or at the end of the day, that always ends up with the goal of the university, which is research and education. Every one of those jobs supports that.
Another hand on that. It was Gina.
It was exactly what Jack just said. That sort of focus on the single line of sight. That everybody lines up to exactly what Jeremy just said.
Yeah.
No matter what your job.
Yeah.
That's the widget that Cornell produces.
Yeah.
Do you all feel this way? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like what you do supports the mission?
Oh, I do, yeah.
And I think that's part of our job, is to remind our constituents, is to remind them that that's the bigger picture, that's why they're here, that's what they're doing. They really are valued for that. And that's our job.
And that's why I keep going back to the BBC, because I think that in an ideal situation, an employee that doesn't see students shouldn't be sitting up and saying, hey, look, I'm here. I support, we should know everyone.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Here, because they're exposed and involved, they feel like they're part of it. Some people don't feel like they're even recognized. And that, again, that's what we do.
And the more we can get everyone feeling that they're supporting the core mission, though, the better, the more happy our constituents are going to be. And the way to do that is by convincing the trustees and the other leadership roles that is in fact what is going on here. And again, that's part of what we're for.
Right. So I think that hits on the, so I want to hit on that piece of it as well, too, because I think some of the other conversations we have, trustees are very like results-oriented in that sense, and I think it's helping understand that this body helps take the pulse of the university and kind of gets at that larger piece that can then provide some of those results as well. So if people are coming to us all the time with things that aren't going well, people that aren't working in their jobs contribute to the results that the trustees are looking for. So it's really just connecting those two pieces of it as well. Michelle?
President Herod brought up that she wanted the Cornell students to have the Cornell experience, and that's going to trickle right down to every person that those students interact with. So if you have a high turnover in employees or something like that, and the employees are finding their way along with the students and don't have a good grip on what goes on here or our operations, you're not going to have a very good experience for those guys.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And that kind of goes to the idea that behind when I was talking about being the bridge between these two groups, the two factors that I see in what the kind of communication we're doing is we're taking the information from those leadership roles and passing it down to those that are our constituents in a fashion so that they feel like they're part of that central mission. They get a wider view of that. And that's the information we can provide them. And we're taking the information from those people, consolidating down into core issues and passing them back up again as things that can be addressed by leadership. That's, you know, I think of it in military terms because that's what I'm familiar with. But it's that idea of you know, platoon leaders focuses on their platoon and best interest. Your unit commanders can't know the best interest of every person. They rely on that intermediate piece for that translation. You know.
And a lot of our employees, they'll say, well, we have such a small percentage that actually fall under student services in their job, you know, under their FTE or their job description. But it's not direct interaction, but everything we all do, second degree or third degree, will completely trickle down, and we have to highlight that. I think we miss that. The average employee tends to separate, I don't deal with students. And we do need to just keep reiterating, not in the first degree, but perhaps in the second and the third.
Some of the fundamental things on day-to-day basis affect staff and students equally, like the transportation issues.
Yeah.
The busing problem right now is going to be ongoing as they try to hire more drivers and they try to replace those buses. Saw one in an accident, and I was just recalling, you know, what a big deal that is. So just remember that employee concerns are also equal to student concerns or follow parallels. You know, whether it be affordable housing or transportation.
Jim?
I was just going to say, based on particularly what Jeremy was just saying, I think the opportunity this year for the exchange with the trustees is the reorganization that the EA is in right now will be that bridge. Right now, it's this body, and again, struggling with who do you represent.
Yeah.
It's difficult to assert that. It's difficult to say that I'm bringing forth the voices of my platoon, because we don't really know who your platoon is. But what, as a talking point, you're undergoing a drastic reorganization and a new representation model to make sure that those voices are heard. And then you'll be able to functionally do what you just described, that one leads to a really, really robust opportunity to do the thing that you were just describing. But I think a huge part of what you as a body are doing right now is this reorganization.
It's also fun before this meeting to do a refresher and look up their bios on the link, because there has been some new trustees added, and just then you have a familiar face, and if there's something that you guys have in common, you have a start.
Or last year's notes, we have those up there too. Yep.
All right, so I'm not seeing any other hands, other comments, questions? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my takeaway from this is, again, I'm glad we're pulling up to that 1,000-foot view, 10,000-foot view again, because I think that's something that came before us. We came to this because we represent small little two, little teams, pods, whatever that is, trying to bring them up to that level. So the takeaway that I have from this meeting is by Friday again.
Yeah.
DC, the Office of Assembly, is on the communications you have with the stakeholders that you're assigned to. And then also think about the group that you represent and how you communicate with them, what you like to communicate with them as a trustee. I think that'll help start us thinking about what we'd like to see. So, two things, do it. I'm excited for the changes that we have. And I think, again, this is a conversation that's been ongoing. This is something that happened yesterday. So our end goal is we're getting there. Any other questions for anyone? Great. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate all your time.
Wait, are you ending now for the meeting? Oh,
did you?
Oh, I had a new business. I'm sorry. We're still on the agenda. Two quick things, just a procedure from the Office of the Assembly. And we had a request on the George Peter Award, the cycle of that. And I know we have a Qualtrics portal. The website that it leads to is actually so outdated, it still asks for a coupon from the paw print that might be mailed in. So, I know.
Oh, dear.
That's funny. So we're going to work on updating that And I know, is Tanya on?
Yes.
That we'll work with that committee to make sure that it's complete from us. But if you are in your committees and you go to your websites and you know that the information there is not correct, because we're working with our vendor on our new website, please send us the link, send us your gripes, send us whatever you see as, oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous.
Do we have a website?
Don't here anymore. Because unless we stumble across it, right, Dave, or David does, we won't know what's sort of still in coupon mode.
Yeah. Some of our committees that haven't met in a while, like Education Committee, we were active last year kind of reinforcing what it is that we're doing, and we came to the end point that unless we're needed, we're kind of on a resting stage because it was really hard for people to meet meetings with all the companies that had happened and everything like that. But can we have an active link to if you have education problems that you would like to address the Education Committee, can we have a link to that or something?
Why don't you send that as an email?
Okay.
And we'll see if it exists. It may exist. If not, we'll create something or at least put it into the
at least we could either do tools. Refer them to the appropriate human resource avenue, or if they're stuck with that, maybe it's a sounding board.
Did we finalize the vice chair of operations?
I haven't had anyone come forward.
So Geneva didn't, I thought we had
Shelly
interested, no?
She was on the
show. Shelly is interested.
Shelly, okay, so did you, all right, we'll get Tanya, all right. Okay, thanks Shelly, we'll talk to you.
And then the only other thing is,
okay.
Okay. And the only other thing is, I know that several folks sent their cards to President Garrett to the office. Are there any still out there that you're still trying to get? We can have those by Friday as well. Otherwise, you know, it's probably. Well, I guess any card is always welcome, but if we could just do that so that we can make the check that one off. Thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Any other things? I'm just filling a to-do list, so you'll get that email right as well.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you, everyone. Have some food.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.